the Fade the Noise podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good sir, Nathaniel Lundy. This is the Fade the Noise podcast. Took it on the chin a little bit last night in our featured bets. Lundy, I only got a couple right after that catastrophic and just gut-wrenching hamstring pull from Christian McCaffrey early on in the game as he exited. David Johnson didn't do jack squat. Mark Ingram impossibly didn't get over 9.5 rush attempts because they kept giving Phillip Lindsay the ball for like half-yard gains. But we got DJ Moore right. We got the Davis Mills under right. And I did damn well in bonus time. But we got to get back in the saddle here with some picks. It is a Football Friday here on the podcast. And as always on a Football Friday, I'm going to fire off a quick, rapid-fire style four-pack of picks in college football. Pick number one for me, give me the Notre Dame Fighting Irish at Soldier Field in Chicago, catching 6.5 against Wisconsin. Revenge game for Jack Cohen? I think so. Former Wisconsin quarterback now, of course, at the controls of the Fighting Irish. I think the defense of Notre Dame is going to rise to the occasion. And Graham Mertz's inconsistency is going to surface against too many points. So give me Notre Dame plus the 6.5. From there, let's go down south. Give me Texas. I'm going to lay the 9.5 at home against Texas Tech. I know Tech has been putting up some mammoth numbers, as they normally do through the air, but they faced Houston, Stephen F. Austin, Florida International. I think the run game and the trench war will be the advantage of the Longhorns. So hook them. I'm going to lay the 9.5 again against the Red Raiders. Give me Iowa minus 23.5 against Colorado State. Iowa's defense is suffocating, giving up just 278.7 total yards per game. The Hawkeyes have also covered in five straight. And let's be real, Cam the Ram is at the bar crying tears in the beer because this Rams team is no bueno. And last but certainly not least, man, I love home underdogs, especially of a quality variety. Give me Stanford on the late night tip, catching 5 against UCLA, still licking its wounds after getting beat down by Fresno State last week. Stanford, number 114 in the country versus the run. They're going to have to play better in that category as they're giving up 210.7 rush yards per game. But Tanner McKee has been slinging it, and I think they're going to keep this one close in a conference rivalry game. They may end up losing by 3, but 5 points, too many. So out of that four-pack of picks, I just rolled off the old tongue. Which one stands out to you, my man?
My favorite is actually the last one you just did, the Pac-12 matchup between the Bruins and the Cardinal, because I like the idea of them snagging some points at home. I think UCLA still maybe a little punch drunk after losing last week. And I like Stanford plus 4. And, you know, Brad, they might win it straight up. So if you're going to give me 4 points, I'll take it.
All right. Let's rock and roll on that one. And hopefully I won't suck. And last night, thank you, Marshall. Thank you, Marshall. I'm back on track, Lundy. I'm back, baby, in the saddle. And hopefully we will start a brand new heater in college football that will burn brightly and all the way through the entire football weekend. With that, let's get to it on this Freaky Friday edition with another Fade 5.
Number 5.
Props, some more player props. We love them here on the Fade the Noise podcast. So, Lundy, let's start off with one of my favorites of the weekend. And, folks, this is going to be a theme. There's going to be a lot of overs here. And I know what you're thinking. Oh, my God, you're not going to work in any unders? Oh, yeah, you don't have that balance. The gambling gods aren't going to shine kindly. I don't care. I honestly do. I am taking this on a individual-by-individual basis and trying to find market inefficiencies and numbers I think are going to cash. So I've got a good track record, up a couple of units last night. If you're tracking on the old spreadsheet, I'm up over 40 units so far in the season. So let's keep rocking and rolling here, Lundy, with Cooper Kupp over 6.5 catches. Now, this is juiced up at Caesars at minus 149, but I'm willing to pay it. Why? Well, Cooper Kupp is money in the bank right now. So far through two games, 21 targets, 16 catches, 271 yards, and a trio of touchdowns. He's number 2 in the NFL in yak per reception at 9.19 and number 9 in the NFL with 13.6 yards per target. And why I really like the over here with the Kupp is that Mr. Cockrell for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, he is the primary slot DB. filling in for the injured Sean Murphy Bunting. He's been targeted 14 times this season, Lundy, and Ross Cockrell's given up 12 receptions. Wheelhouse material as the cuppeth shall flow over the brim and score us some cold hard cash with at least 7 receptions in this monster battle against Tampa Bay. So fade or follow, Cooper Kupp over 6.5 catches against Tampa.
I have so many shares of this dude in fantasy, and I've been enjoying it here, obviously, yeah, through the first couple of weeks. Brad, you know what's crazy? It's juiced to minus 175.
Oh, my God.
At DraftKings. So if you do want to jump on this one, folks, as Brad said, Caesars has a lot better number for you than what DK's got. Yeah, it is juiced to high heaven at DK. I'm actually surprised they haven't gone ahead and slid it to 7.5 at this point with the way they've got it juiced. But yeah, he's going to get over this number. It's a favorable matchup going up against Tampa, and clearly Matthew Stafford has found his favorite target in Cooper Kupp.
You know what you should do if you want to reduce the juice of what we always do? Do a little two-legger. What's your favorite money line on the board? Mine's probably Arizona and Jacksonville. So I would slap together Cooper Kupp with the Cardinals on the money line and try to get that juice down maybe to the plus side. So it's just a little tip there on Cooper Kupp.
Number 4.
All right, marching on. Let's stay out in L.A., and let's talk about a little redheaded stepchild organization in the City of Angels, and that is the L.A. Chargers, and they are spearheaded, of course, by Justin Herbert with Samson's locks a-flowing, and his game is going to be a-grooving in a matchup, maybe first to 40 wins in Kansas City. So give me the over, 295.5 pass yards, minus 115 at DraftKings Sportsbook on this one. I think it's going to be a 40-45 attempt game for Herbert, a player who went for 337 against the Fighting Footballs and then followed up with a 338 passing yard performance against Dallas. He's number 9 right now in total air yards. Love how he's getting Mike Williams more involved. By the way, love the over on the 5.5 catches for Mike Williams. And you look at Kansas City this season, this secondary, Lundy, has given up 10 pass yards per attempt on the young year. So, again, Justin Herbert should blast off in this game. I think he cruises past the 300-yard mark for the third consecutive week. So, fade or follow, at Arrowhead, Justin Herbert over 295.5 pass yards, minus 115 at DraftKings.
Yeah, averaging 323 so far through the first two games. This one, you snagged it at 293.5. It's already up to 301.5, and I would still take it.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Because, yeah, he's at 301.5. Mahomes is at 306.5.
Over, those numbers, over
both
everything.
Those numbers I pulled from DK this morning. So, yeah, they're expecting a lot of fireworks in this contest. And as you said, it could be first to 40 wins. So, yes, it is up, at least at DK. It's up from where it started earlier this week when you were able to jump on it. But I still think it's a good value because Herbert's going to keep throwing the ball. And I'm with you, by the way. Love the way he's getting Mike Williams involved. And that over-under number at 5.5 on the catches, you can get that at minus 125.
Yeah, watch out for Jared Cook in this game. If you're looking for a deeper name on an anytime touchdown, daddy like.
Number 3.
All right, let's go to the Mile High City where you call home and a place that I miss terribly. And let's talk about the visiting team and not the Broncos, because I'll be honest with you, Lundy. I have not seen any lines on Courtland Sutton because I know he was questionable, but he is going to be A-OK in this game, so that will probably populate later. I will likely take the over depending upon what it shows up at on his receptions or his receiving yards prop. But let's talk about the visiting Jets team. And this is one of those lines that came out, and I was blown away at how incredibly low it was. It was just disrespectful, I felt. And that is on Michael Carter receiving yards. Last checked right before the pod, it was 9.5. That's it, 9.5. And I'm smashing the over on this. I got it at minus 115 at DraftKings Sportsbook. You look what Carter has done the first couple of weeks. The rookie went 1 catch for 14 in week 1, but last week he saw an uptick in usage. 3 targets, a couple of catches for 29 yards against New England. In total in those two games, he has run a combined 20 routes. You see the appreciable yards after contact per attempt at 2.93. He's forced 4 missed tackles on 15 rush attempts, and that snap share is starting to creep up a little bit. Yeah, it's still a committee, and Ty Johnson's going to be heavily involved. You get a little peppering here and there of Tevin Coleman, but look, if the Jets are going to be scoreboard chasing, which I think is likely in this game, Michael Carter and his expanded role and his unique three-down skill set, he catches a couple of balls. Hell, he could do this on one catch like he did against the Panthers and crush the over on 9.5 receiving yards. This is one of my favorite bets of the entire NFL player prop slate this weekend. So fade or follow the rookie out of North Carolina, Michael Carter, over 9.5 receiving yards against the Broncos.
I'll give you one better, brother. I got it at 6.5.
Oh, yeah!
Afternoon when it first posted, and I hammered the bejesus out of it when I saw it at 6.5. I was laughing that it was only at 6.5. So I still like it at 9.5 because I'm with you. I think he could do it on one catch. He's going to get out there in routes. He's going to run it. He's going to be involved that way. Also, with the way that Broncos front is, it is not always easy to run against these guys, you know, guys like Shelby Harris that just clog up the interior. So I think they're going to have to get him out on the outside and try to get Zach Wilson a chance to maybe dump it off to him. So I'm with you. He could do it on one catch. He's probably going to get two. And in fact, his over under on receptions is 1.5.
Yeah, I love it.
In another one you can jump on with Carter if you want to, because the Broncos defense is going to make life hell for Zach Wilson. They're going to have to get creative. They're going to have to try to get the ball out to Carter. So I like this one. Ooh, and I liked it even better at 6.5.
Yeah, I actually got it at 7.5. And, you know, DraftKings, oh, they're so kind and generous. They were handing out those 20% boosts. You get one per game. Oh, yeah. Daddy used it on this one immediately. Telling you, folks, you get in early. You get some exceptional values because the books, like Conor McGregor throwing first pitches at a Cubs game, they're a wee bit off. Stick around for our top player prop picks, plus tons more action coming up in bonus time.
Number two.
All right, let's get back to the player props. And my second favorite on the board this weekend, give me Saquon Barkley. The quads are going to be flexing on the over 61.5 rush yards against the deep fried Falcons. Look, Barkley's had the extended layoff. You know, he hadn't played since last Thursday. So, you know, getting the 10 days of rest, he's going to be able to get out there. And I think he's going to be full go, which he nearly was against the Fighting Footballs in week 2. He played 58 of 69 snaps. Now, we've only seen instances of vintage Saquon. You saw it on an explosive run that he had against the Fighting Footballs. The rest of the time, he looked pretty meek and tame. But still, the 2.83 yards after contact per attempt mark so far through 2 weeks. That is appreciable and laudable. And you look at Atlanta. This is a team that has been blasted in the trenches so far this young year. 4.6 yards per carry allowed to the running back position. I talked to Pat Leonard of the New York Daily News on my SiriusXM show, Fade the Noise. Check it out on the Fantasy Channel, 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern every Monday through Friday. And I asked Pat, look, is Barkley going to be unleashed? And Pat said, yes. He should be full go and should get right around 20 touches. So I am extremely bullish on him, especially now with Daniel Jones suddenly morphing into Lamar Jackson in the RPO-based game, which can only support and assist in Barkley's exploits. So fade or follow my over, Saquon Barkley, 61.5 rush yards against the ATL.
Yeah, hopefully this is the moment that fantasy owners have been waiting for. Like, where is he? Where is he? Where is he? Oh, here he is. Yes, taking on the damn Falcons, for crying out loud, who have not looked good at all. So, yes, I think this is a golden opportunity for Saquon to unleash those massive quads of his and start running the ball straight down the field. You got Atlanta that's been giving up 127.5 yards per game on the ground so far through the 2 weeks. And I think Saquon gets up above this number comfortably. And again, we've talked about it here on the pod. We tell you, follow these guys on Twitter. Make sure you're paying attention to the beat writers in these cities. When they say he's going to be unleashed, believe them.
Absolutely. Got the ear to the ground, no doubt about it. Bank on Barkley.
Number one.
Oh, it's all happening, Lundy. It's all happening. Finally. Finally, common sense has prevailed along the shores of Lake Michigan, coursing through the pea-sized brain of Matt Nagy. And it's all because the injury imp has forced his hand as Andy Dalton is out with the knee injury. insert and elevate Justin Fields into the starting lineup. Insert and elevate my bankroll, Mr. Fields, because I'm taking the over on 50.5 rush yards plus odds, plus 100 right now at PointsBet, Lundy. And again, if you shop around, you better shop around. Shop. Caesars, BetMGM, and DraftKings all have this 3 yards higher at 53.5. And Lundy, I don't know about you, but I was waiting, just chomping at the bit. I was like a lion hanging out in the high grass of the savannah. And I saw, an antelope that was wounded. And I was just waiting to pounce on it. Well, that wounded antelope in this metaphor was a sports book. Because when Justin Fields' line came out of DraftKings on this, it was 39.5. Here's what happened. Minutes later, it was exactly 20 minutes later, the line moved from 39.5 to 41.5. And then another 30 minutes after that, it just disappeared completely. They pulled the line. And then an hour later, they reposted it at 47.5, and now it's up to 53.5. So I got a full 14-yard discount because I got in early. Early bird gets the worm, and also the buckaroos potentially here because I think Fields is going to be running all over the place in this game. We know how exceptional of an RPO-based quarterback he is going back to his days at the Ohio State. Now, Cleveland has given up just 2.9 yards per carry to opposing plowshares this year. But they have struggled down the field in coverage, 8.7 YPA, with a 7-1 touchdown interception split allowed to quarterbacks and two rushing TDs. You know, Tyrod had a rushing TD and 15 yards. Mahomes had 18 rushing yards and a rushing TD. But Fields is a different beast. And, you know, if this pocket breaks down, he is unafraid when it comes to tucking and running. And again, with the ability to stretch the field against these weak DBs with Darnell Mooney and Allen Robinson, that can only open up the ground game even more. So I think it's going to be a cannonball splashy effort for the rookie in his first NFL start. So I think he's right around 55, 60 yards in the end. Loved it at 39.5. Still liked it in the mid-40s. I'm a little bit more leery now that it's hanging around 50.5. I'd probably stay away at 53.5, but don't be surprised if he lands in 55 to 60 rush yards range in the end. So fade or follow over Justin Fields, 50.5 rush yards in C-Town.
This is a two-part answer. I follow at 39. I fade at 53. How's that? I think
then middle might, it.
Yeah, yes, yeah. I think that he finishes. Frankly, I think he finishes in the upper 40s. So even 50.5 scares me a little bit. Loved that you were able to jump on it as early as you were. That is exactly where I think the value is.
Yep.
But I think that I think he is going to be able to scamper. I think he's going to be able to do things with his legs. We certainly know that he's capable of it. But we also know that this Cleveland defense has been able to hold down rushing. And so to me, I love what Fields can do. I'm really excited to see him in this game against Cleveland. But at the same time, like I said, I love this when it was sitting at 39. Now that we're up in the low 50s, I'm probably going to fade it or at least stay away from it. This is probably a pass now that it's up high enough. But man, good on you for getting it early because that is going to be a cash ticket right there.
And living in the great state of Illinois, we have live player props. So as I said, middle it, there's a really good chance I will do that.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Take the over on the 39.5, which I got locked in. Take the under on the 53.5 and then watch the game. And, you know, it's somewhere it's like 43.5 and then I'll react to it. So that's the way to go with Justin Fields. Don't do me wrong, my man. And Lundy, don't do our listeners wrong. It's bonus time. I know you got a ton more selections to rifle off, so fire away.
Yeah, I got a few more. By the way, it happened to – I said it on the pod yesterday, and it happened to us again. In my two-legger, we went 1-1. Son of a bitch. Oh. I'm so tired of that. So no baseball for today. We're taking a football
Good.
Friday. There's no baseball involved today because now I'm just getting ticked off. We got two college games on the docket tonight that I really like. Give me Liberty minus the 6. They have won and covered all three games so far this season. And if you go back, they have covered 8 games in a row. They beat Syracuse last year by 17, and that's who they've got tonight. So give me Liberty to cover the minus 6. Also, give me Virginia to cover at -4 against Wake Forest. Brennan Armstrong, the junior quarterback for Virginia, is third in the nation in passing yards and second in touchdowns. I think he is going to have a field day against Wake Forest. Two more for you as we look ahead to tomorrow. You liked Notre Dame to cover. I like Notre Dame and Wisconsin to stay under the 46.5. This feels like a field goal game to me, like, you know, one of those like 20-17, 23-20, something like that. I think this is going to be a close game because I like your cover call for the Golden Domes. And give me Michigan State -5 against Nebraska. Speaking of quarterbacks, how about Peyton Thorne for Michigan State? 9 touchdowns, 0 interceptions. And Nebraska, despite all of their talk about their black shirts and the defense, in 4 games, they have 4 sacks. They cannot get to the quarterback right now. The Huskers can't. And I think Peyton Thorne is going to have a field day with them. Michigan State is having a bit of a revival as they've cracked into the top 25 following their win last week. And again, I don't think 5 points is enough. I think Michigan State wins it by a touchdown plus against the Huskers.
Yeah, I absolutely love that under call. Notre Dame, Wisconsin. I think 20-17 may be too generous, to be honest.
It could be. This could be one of those grinded out kind of games. I'm with you. So that's part of the reason why I liked your call of Notre Dame to cover, because the lower the score, the more of the under that we believe in, the more likely it is to be within a touchdown.
No doubt. All right. I got a 3-pack of picks remaining on my card. Give me an under on Adam Trautman. It is a random deep dig of a player prop, but the under on 13.5 receiving yards -115. At DraftKings Sportsbook. Trautman, of course, is really the secondary tight end in this New Orleans offense, which is struggling and struggling mightily. Trautman last week only played 48.9% of the snaps and only ran 7 routes. And in his matchup this week against New England, he's going up against a defense that, remember, held Mike Gesicki to a goose egg in week one. And Tyler Croft, I think, had like 2 catches for 8 yards last week for the Jets. So, again, like the under there. MVS, I'm going back to the well. I don't care how poison it is. I will fight through the stomach pain with this one. I'm going to take the over on 33.5 receiving yards under the primetime lights in San Francisco. Eventually, those unrealized air yards will become realized. He is number 4 in total air yards, number 2 in average depth of target. All he's got to do is get separation from the defender, and Aaron Rodgers actually hit him in stride for once. And he will cash on that. I think it's going to happen on Sunday night. And last, certainly not least, Lundy, this one's one of the more creative player props I have seen. And we've got significant action on it. Robert Woods. Now, I got it at over 0.5 rush yards. It's now up to 1.5 at -125 at DraftKings. I'm still over on that. Because here's the thing about Robert Woods. You might say to yourself, well, he's a wide receiver. But he runs at least one jet sweep every single game. And he has actually had a rush attempt in 16 of his last 20 games, and he's gone over 13 times in those 20 efforts. This season, he's gone over and back-to-back. He had 1 carry for 7 yards against the Bears and 2 carries for 6 yards against Indy. I think he will get a carry or 2 in that Rams matchup against Tampa, trying to work outside on the periphery away from JPP and Sue and Vita Vea, and scores a positive gain. That's really all he needs, and some cash as well. And that is a wrap on this loaded Football Friday here on the Feed the Noise podcast. Please follow Lundy on Twitter at Nate Lundy. Follow me there at Noisy Huevos. Drop us a rating and a review, would you kindly? Don't suck, Justin Fields. And until next time, as always, feed or follow. That is up to you.
Feed the Noise.